Hello.
Hey, good morning. Is this Marty?
Hey, yes, sir.
Hey, Marty, it's John with Local Splash.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
Hey, yeah, what do you call it?
Local Splash.
Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's the name of the premier Google partner company.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's a little
and
weird.
And you're located
right?
Where?
Fountain Valley. It's right across the street from Google Building 1.
Google Building 1 in...
Yeah.
In
here,
California?
Let me show you. Yeah, let me show you.
Oh, no, right. That's okay.
Oh, I was going to send it to you. I think I did send it to you already, right?
You probably did. You probably did. I just, you know, I've got a lot going on between my mom and other stuff.
Hopefully
yeah.
Everything.
No, I'm looking for, I got data center sites. I got data center sites that Google and Meta and all them need. I know what I'm doing with it.
Okay.
And I got close to selling one last week, and the company said they wanted to be closer to the populace, okay? And it's like, well, what does that mean? It was in the boonies. Everybody wants remote, but they don't want too remote.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that doesn't even make sense now, you know? And they said, well, you know, they just want it remote. It's like, well, how remote? Because I was in the boonies with it, but I mm-hmm. still had high voltage. That's my background is high voltage.
Right.
And so, the generator business, and you know, I've noticed a lot of it. They're doing the same thing, exactly what I thought, John. These guys are doing it. They're financing this stuff. They're realizing that they got to start financing these things, you know, and I'm already behind the curve on it, dadgummit. That's part of my life. That's all right. I'm sitting here looking at a tree I got to cut down.
Yeah, we'll catch up. That's not a problem.
Well, it is. I mean, you know, when I start spending money, I'd like for it to be productive, you know, and it's just not enough of it not to be, you know, right now into my life anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Well, I think that was the whole
point.
And
you were telling me how much it was going to cost a month.
Yeah, I cut you a deal, Marty. I offered you the platinum package bundle. But
uh-huh.
I dropped it down to just $299 if you want to go the month-to-month route. You could save more
uh-huh.
money if you do it in bulk. You know, they have
uh-huh.
like a three-month prepay you could do for $700. It'll save you $200 over the next 3 months. They have a six-month
uh-huh.
one you could do for $13. That'll save you about $500 over the next 6 months. And then they have a 12-month or a year prepay for $2,500, and that'll save you about $1,100 over the course of the year. So. Those are options. But if you wanted to go month to month, then they dropped it down to $299 for you.
Okay. And so what are you going to do? Baby girl, don't shush. I don't.
Oh, no.
My two blue healers are babies. They
yeah.
think they're attention grabbers. Anyway.
Sounded like little babies, literally.
Oh, they're demanders, man. She demands, you know, she's my girl, but my boy, he's a bonehead.
Yeah, those dogs are interesting. You know, they got a pretty good life expectancy for dogs. And sometimes when they talk, or it sounds like they're talking, you know, they make like sounds like they're
talking
to people.
They fight like brothers and sisters, you know, they
yeah,
fight,
yeah.
you know, like crazy. And she instigates half of it.
That's just entertainment
you know?
For them, you know. Those cow
oh, it's
dogs.
Entertainment for me. Now my wife can't stand it.
Yeah,
but it's entertainment for me. I get in there with them. It's like, well, let's fight, man.
It's just no, anyway. I don't know if it's that. It's just in their blood, you know. They're cattle dogs, so it's like they wake up and conflict.
Oh yeah, it's not fighting them. It's just doing.
Yeah, they're just working. It's like, okay, let's move. This is what we do.
Well, like a Belgian Malinois.
Yeah.
You know, a Belgian Malinois, the ones that are like that, man, they're crazy jokers, man. I had a guy walk up one day. He was in the dumpster business.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd started his own dumpster business, and I used him while he was over here. And doing my house project. And he had a puppy. That joke was nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. We had one
like,
growing up, named Delilah. It was girl dog. And
yeah.
it drove my dad crazy because she was just so hyperactive, so smart, but then the hair would get everywhere, the long hair.
Oh.
We used to have like a counter full of lint rollers. You come in the house and they go, those are for Delilah. You get the lint roll the seat before you sit down because she would come in the house and just act like a human, you know. Just, I'm going to sit in this chair. Yeah.
I know. She gets in my chair. She's in my chair right now. Like, if you ain't going to set it, I'm going to.
Yeah, but if somebody was looking at us the wrong way, she would know. Like, I would hear her growl.
Oh, yeah.
Turn around, and there's somebody there and go, she don't like you. You better back up.
My girl likes people.
Yeah.
But my boy, he don't like people at all to be around. He likes, it's like, no, you better keep your eye on me.
Yeah,
but she likes people.
Instincts. The boys are typically the leaders of the pack, so they're kind of prone to, I got to protect people, you know? That's just kind of the natural.
She's a friendly dog, you know? She loves people. You know, my male, he's the one you got to kind of keep an eye on.
Yeah.
You
well,
know,
that's
he
common, though,
my
in
wife.
The world. That's common. The,
yeah.
The girls are kind of like the family glue, you know, they'll love on you. That's, but then, you know, you also got to deal with them, you know, might have to put a diaper on them. And then the boys, they're like,
him.
I'm supposed to protect. I'm going to be the leader of the pack, you know. And they kind of
have. I thought I was going to have to kill him, man. That, you know, you know, it's like, you better do what I say, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and oh, anyway, that's kind of one of them things.
I resent the pricing page. Sorry, I didn't mean to get
off. Good.
I love dogs. I'll talk to you about dogs all day. But I sent it to you because you said, hey, what's all in that?
Yeah. Yeah. And let me talk to Wade. Where was that? Riverside Driveway. Oh, that's interesting. I live in the country, man. So when somebody walks down the road or drives down the road, I know it.
Yeah.
It's like, who in the world? That's a different truck.
Yeah.
There they go. I opened the door and there they go.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a runner, man. He is so fast, man. He sounds like a freight train coming at you. I mean, he does, man. And she can't hardly keep up with him. She does keep up with him, but he covers ground so fast, man. I mean, he sounds like a clomp. I mean, he's clomping when he's running at you. It's like, damn, go on, man. Hey. No, he's light. I mean, he's just muscle.
Pretty light dog. Oh yeah.
Oh, he's just all muscle. He's just all muscle and he's not mean, but he don't like outsiders.
Yeah.
You know, you really got to be careful, but she loves everybody, but she's kind of snotty, you know, we got him from a little puppy and she was almost grown when we got her and they look really similar and they're both heelers. You know, blue heelers and pure bud, you know, blue heelers, not partials or anything. And she's mean as a snot now. She'll look at him and we were wrestling yesterday. It's like, and they just think it's fun. You know?
Yeah.
They just think it's fun.
They're born to do, you know, if you think about them. They're just pure cattle dogs. That's the thing. So.
They are, man.
They wake up ready to go.
And if I got a treat in my pocket, it's like, all right, you know, just give me the treat and I'll do something later.
Yeah, they can sniff it there in your pocket before you can think about it.
It's like, give me the treat, I'll do something later. I owe you one. They're looking at you like, I owe you one. You know, it's like, no, you got to do something now.
Well, they know it's for them. You don't have
a treat for you. Well, I keep telling them they're training treats, man. You know,
yeah.
You're supposed to do something for it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They go, I did something. I'm a dog, and that's for me. Somebody made that for me.
That's right. Give it up. So you're in California. What part of California?
We're in Southern California. They call it the Orange Curtain down here. The red curtain, just south of Los Angeles.
How close to Pasadena?
It's a very red area. We're about 1 hour I would say, from Pasadena. They're north of.
So you're south of Pasadena.
Yeah, but north of San Diego. So we're like those beach cities right in there. It's actually known as like the wealthiest part of the country. Newport Beach area, Irvine.
My wife's company's in Pasadena.
Okay. Yeah, Pasadena's the way to go. I like Pasadena, though, because they got UCLA up there. It's where I went to school.
Well, the company that she works for, the engineering firm that she works for, is headquartered in Pasadena.
Yeah. Pasadena's really nice.
Yeah.
Compared to most L.A. Most L.A. area, you kind of want to stay away from because you get a lot of homeless and crazy stuff going on. But Pasadena's
isn't that crazy? You know, Memphis hadn't been so bad, but it's picked up, you know. Memphis, I grew up in Memphis, and Memphis has always been the low-lying area of Tennessee, and the rest of the state's, like, beautiful. Well, Tennessee's a beautiful state, and I've been all over the world now, and Tennessee's beautiful. I mean, it really is. We got the mountains, and we got the Cumberland Range, and then, you know, and down here in West Tennessee, we've got hills and hollers. And then in the Delta, you know, we grow really good cotton down here in the Delta. I mean, that's what we're famous for is growing good cotton. And of course we got the soybeans and the corn, but there's a lot of people made a lot of money off cotton in Memphis, Tennessee. You know, and so of course we got the river, you know, right
people
there.
People make money with the craziest things, you know. I noticed that when I was.
It is. Isn't
that
amazing?
A lot of my buddies are really well off, and it's always like the stupidest stuff. Like one of them got rich from making simulators for golf, and another one got rich for making vapes. Like people smoke those vapes instead of cigarettes, so they're like the modern day tobacco company, man. These guys are it's insane. And then they do all this FDA stuff, but they sell it all over the country. And then, you know, I got another buddy, they do, what is it, peptides? I guess peptides are becoming a thing that even doctors
are. What's a peptide?
Peptides are like these supplements. They're like supplements people take, and it, you know, makes you thinner. They're kind of like amino acids and proteins and things like that. Regulate things like tissue repair or reduce inflammation or they increase your metabolism so you're
a peptide. I've been hearing some of that, but I ain't never known. I Googled it, you know.
Oh, it's blowing up. But
what do you do? You Google everything, man. So
y'all
are a subsidiary of Google, or y'all just a subcontractor?
No, we're a premier Google partner. So Google focuses on like the large contracts mainly and developing products for the next thing, for the future, right? For us as a Google partner, they've delegated the responsibilities of the small to medium-sized businesses to us. So we do all the quality control, make sure that the companies are getting up and running and able to benefit from the Google advertising. But a lot of times the business owner might need someone because they're small. So Google has the partners there. We maintain it for you, make sure it's working properly for you.
That's really interesting. I'm not kidding. It's just so interesting that that's just really interesting that
is the market.
Is absolutely, man. I mean, you know, who would have ever thought that something like this would just make serious amounts of money? I mean, I'm down here right here in Elon's world. I looked at Elon's place. I was out at the Blue Oval. That's Ford. Mm-hmm. That's the Ford place.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out there for 5 months as a qualifying agent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the company out of Oklahoma, found me through my second cousin and said, my cousin, he's not doing anything. He might be interested. And well, in the state of Tennessee, you have to have a qualifying agent employed to contract with somebody. And so Walbridge was the big builder and they're the ones that got the contract to build the facility for Ford. And they're all tied together. I mean, they're all tied together. And
yeah,
then,
Elon's
then,
tied in with Google pretty well, you know.
Well, and see, Elon, my last week there, somebody called me.
A lot of the AI technologies come.
Oh, my gosh, man. Well, yeah. And he said, would you go look at this for me? And I said, well, I look at work all the time. And I said, well, sure. And so he had called somebody that had referred me. Mm-hmm. And I'm just sitting out there in the golf cart, you know, my Polaris running around Ford plant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, sure. So I spent an afternoon after work, went out there and looked at it. I said, what in the world? I said, Nate, what in the world is this thing? And there was like 40 chillers lined up down through there. I said, that's chillers right there, man. They're going to be gas-fired chillers for a while.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've done 3 data centers.
Uh-huh.
And I've done 3 data centers, 2 of the Walmarts and the St. Jude data center here in Memphis.
Uh-huh.
And I was a part of all 3 of them. And so anyway, I said, what in the world? I knew the plant because I'd worked at the plant. I'd done some subcontractor work at the plant. And that he bought an Electrolux plant down here because it was abandoned. It was really mothballed, and he bought it from Electrolux. And well, the next morning I called code enforcement down here, and I said, "What's going on with this address?" Because I'm not chummy with code, but I know him enough. And he said, "Marty, I can't." I talked to Chief. I said, "He said I can't tell you what's going on." I said, "Why not, Bo?" And he goes, well, Marty, I just can't tell you. I've been told not to tell nobody. I said, well, you better. And he goes, well, Marty, I can't. And I said, well, Bo, I'm out there. I'm fixing to put myself out there. He goes, well, Marty, if you're invited, you're invited. And if you're not, then you're not. And I said, well, okay. Well, the next morning, that was on a Friday, the next morning it broke that it was Elon's place. It's like, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense now.
Yeah, yeah.
And
especially
he's
going to
run XAI. XAI out of Memphis. Okay?
You wouldn't believe the AI stuff we have here. Even your package actually covers you for AI overview. So if somebody looked up like who's a good electric company near me, or is Splice Right Electric Company trustable? You know, the AI overview will tell you, like, hey, this guy's Google verified. He passed his background check. He is credible. I don't know if you've seen those pop up where it says AI overview.
I have.
So we actually do that, too, as a part of the service, not just having you show up for when people are typing in your services, but we cover you in the AI overview as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and
it's just month to month.
It depends on what you want to do. It's up to you.
That's
Marty,
all I
want to
do right now. That's really what I want to do. But at the same time, if I like it, I'll know in a couple of weeks if, you know, and I really need to do something, John.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really do, honestly, for my electrical work. I need to do something.
We got to fix some stuff, too. I was looking at your Yelp, and the only thing on your Yelp is like a review from a Patricia from 2019. And it's like,
yeah, and she was a nutcase.
Yeah,
it was a nutcase. How can you fix it?
We'll get it fixed. Well, we're going to bury it with some new reviews. You have one review in the last 7 years, right?
I know.
I'm sure you've done a lot more jobs over the last 7 years.
My contractor, one of my contractors said, Marty, you know you got a bad review from this lady. He wasn't even part of the project. And I said, hey, where are y'all going? Get back here. Get back here. You gotta keep an eye on them. I got chickens and ducks running around, and I had pigs till they ended up in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll get to running off, man. They love being around here. Quit eating crap. But that lady was a nutcase, and I didn't do nothing to that lady. She was just a nut. You know how women are. They're just crazy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, David had run across a bunch of them at that time. He was my contractor. Mm-hmm. He said, Marty, she wrote a Yelp on it. I said, well, I don't care. I don't give a rip. You know, let her have her vent. I don't care. I ain't. Vengeance is the Lord's. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and he said, well, you probably need to try to fix it. I said, well, how in the world can you fix it? But that, besides talking to her again, I don't want to even talk to her no more. Anyway, she was a nutcase. She thought the customer was always right. And I heard Gary Bubonic or whatever his name is say something the other day. You know, I was listening to him, and he said, you know, the customer is right. you know. Mm. It's like, yeah, not always. I don't care, you know. Yeah. Customer ain't always right, you know. I had one of my guys looking at a project. He called me, he said, you want to look at this project? And this was like over the weekend. Mm. I said, well, you can chase it. And just letting him learn, you know, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one I'm going to turn everything over to.
Mm.
And
okay.
All this right here, John, he's doing what I'm doing it for. Okay. And I said, chase it, you know. And he said, well, how? I said, well, tell him. So, yeah, I'll meet the guy's number and drop it. He said, Marnie, he goes, this guy's dragging me out. I said, I know he is. I know the type, Wade. They're dragging you out. It's like, why? I said, because he thinks he just either doesn't know better to find a good contractor and hang with him, or he's just trying to find the cheapest. Right. Or he's trying to find the cheapest guy that'll swing. Well, that's a bad time to be doing that this day and time.
Yeah.
Because you can't hardly find an electrician or a plumber. And I know people.
Uh-huh.
And you can't hardly find a the only reason I know is because my phone's full of gurus.
Uh-huh.
I got sheetrockers. I got concrete guys, you know, but you're going to pay them. You're going to pay every one of them a lot of money now.
Yeah.
You know, and guess why? You know as well as I do. And I just happen to be in a business where they hadn't infiltrated real hard, but they have some, and that is the Mexicans, the Hispanics.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's getting sorted out too slowly.
Well, and guess what it's going to do? It ain't going to do nothing except drive prices up.
Yeah, because, you know, guys out here aren't going to want to work for cheap. Can't compete.
I don't know
that.
What y'all are afoot right now. Mm. On a house, new house build out there, if you can even build one out in California now.
So
we're
where
at 200.
The average cost of a home is almost $5 million.
Right. Well,
it's
we're not
insane.
There yet. Okay.
Oh, it's insane.
But
oh, you guys
we're
got
at $200
you come out here
a
and
foot.
Throw up.
I ain't coming. I have no need for a blue state ever again. Now, my wife loves New York. She loved to go to New York. She would live on Broadway and 43rd Street, 42nd Street, whatever it is.
Newsom. It's Newsom is the problem.
But, oh, my gosh, man. If y'all don't, then y'all are history. Y'all are my history anyway.
Yeah.
Now, I told Lisa the other day, I said, I don't even understand why Tetra Tech, they're a large publicly traded company, why their board hadn't already said, move the company headquarters, like now, move it to Texas, move it to Tennessee, move it to Florida, move it out of California.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all fixing to get this year right here, y'all fixing, we've got $5 a gallon gas right here right now. Diesel.
Oh, it's like six over here, yeah.
Y'all are fixing to get 10.
Yeah.
When all these refineries stop pumping, and they've done giving them notice, we are shutting the pipes.
Yeah.
And then Trump's gonna take you offshore oil, like it's all the offshore stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna federalize it.
Mm.
Yeah. Y'all are fixing to be screwed, John.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's the people out here that already are living that way, and I see why they're doing it, you know. They're trying to clean the pockets of the people out here, because all the wealth is here. Everybody's rich, got a lot of money, they're over here.
John, do I need to worry about this Yelp thing? Why?
No.
I don't care. I really don't care.
No, yeah,
okay.
We'll bury it with new reviews, though. We'll request some new reviews and start getting a star rating. You just left it with that one star for the last 7 years, so you know it just needs addressing. It just needs attention. We'll take care of it. We'll encourage the reviews or transcend the reviews from wherever they come from. So if somebody writes them on Google or Facebook or Yellow Pages or Thumbtack, we'll be able to transfer them over there.
You know, I can't.
When you're
John,
using our services.
My daddy was he had more computer sense than I'll ever have. I don't have any. I'm a lineman. I'm a double lineman. Okay.
I hear you. I'm a wide receiver.
Well, you got hammered a few times, you know.
Yeah, well, I played running back quite a bit, but yeah, you know, well, the wide receiver is the diva. They're just yelling
and
for the ball.
I like playing, but I just didn't like the idea of getting my bell rung.
Yeah.
So I didn't play. You know, I liked playing. I thought it was fun. I didn't like the discipline of it all as far as, you know, having to throw up every day because I was trying to get in shape.
Yeah.
Okay. That did not impress me.
Nobody
okay?
likes that part.
I was impressed in making money. Just go make money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm good at what I do, okay, generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know what I know, and I know what I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I leave that to everybody else.
Right.
But, so tell me, I done taken your time up enough. I don't want you to work for everything.
No,
I'm
ready to go.
Tell me,
mm-hmm.
besides taking my money right here, because I almost signed up last week for a guy with $5,000.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. For $5,000,
I just didn't like the idea because
that doesn't even sound right at all. What was he charging you for, a car?
Well, he was charging me because I'm going to hit on everything. I'm going to be the hit. It's
well, yeah,
like, well, you know, how do I know I'm going to be the hit?
Yeah.
You know, how am I going to know that I'm going to get the first hit? Well, you're going, the only one that we're searching. It's like, well, 4,000 people are out there searching.
Yeah.
So what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about generators.
Yeah, we're going to cover all your bases. So we're going to list you for about 15 different keywords at a time. I know generators is a priority for you. So you'll definitely be up there for that. But, you know, if anybody wants, electrical wiring, panel upgrades, you know,
that's what I'm talking about.
Lightning protection, anything like that. We'll cover your bases. You know, the whole point
okay.
of this is like, when you sign up here, I'm going to set an appointment. You'll sit down with one of our reps and then they're going to go over.